courtside
podcast.
NBA Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Carlos, my co-host, Big G. So you all know that we are, we're settled here in Houston, Texas, and we are big Rockets fans here. I'm from Detroit, so obviously I'm a Pistons fan, but Houston has got a couple of big men that aren't on the same page. Would you like to expand on that?
Well, Omer Asik is yes. Officially unhappy.
Officially unhappy?
Yes. Oh, well, he's been unhappy ever since they signed Dwight. He's wanted out. He wants starters minutes. And I'm okay with that now.
Okay.
Because you're not really doing too well with him out on the floor at the same time. Twin Tower theory, because both of them can't shoot. You know what I'm saying? Neither one of them can stretch the floor at all. It's ridiculous.
It works on defense because Dwight Howard is athletic enough to really go out there and challenge those stretch fours, and Asik can be your, you know, whoever your five is, if that other team is playing big.
It is officially Omer Asik, but, you know, we do like to say that Asik's a freak.
Asik the freak. Yeah.
He looks like a 10-year-old boy.
Well, that Adam's apple makes him look like a grown-ass.
His face is just, I don't know.
Yeah, well, have you seen his little sad pouty face? Like, mommy,
oh, he's been sitting on the bench with the sad pouty face for a couple games now. I'm fine with that, though. Rockets need a four.
Hand on his chin.
We need a stretch four, primarily. I would look for Ryan Anderson, someone of that ilk, I guess. Somebody that can shoot a three-pointer. Got a little size down there as well. But, I mean, he's coming off a toe injury. We'll get into that as well. But.
Yeah. How do you feel about Terrence Jones, the bum kicker, playing that stretch four for you guys? Do you feel like he's efficient? You think he's going to work out?
I like him personally, but we're
wait,
still...
Wait, you like him personally as a bum kicker?
As a bum kicker. You know what I'm saying? If you see a bum, you just have to kick him.
Hey, man!
Can't deny it, so...
Why do you kick that bum?
Why not, all right? Get a job already.
Hey, man!
So, no, personally, I like him as a player, but we're still going to need somebody. We're really lacking depth at the four. And, I mean, he's got a little bit of a shot, but he's not going to be knocking down any threes anytime soon, really.
Yeah. The other night, I put you and a friend of ours, Cole, made you guys watch Bill Simmons' NBA preview podcast on the Houston Rockets. He ranked you guys in at number 8, and he likes to get flamboyant, since he already foreseen the fact that Asik was going to be unhappy with that. He had a breakout year last year, so you knew he was going to...
Who are you talking about again?
Asik. Well, I'm talking about Bill Simmons.
Simmons, okay.
So Bill Simmons said that, you know, you give Ryan Anderson and some change over, and then you give Asik. You think that would be a good fit? Maybe somebody else?
I thought you were going to talk about Jalen Rose.
And the bat?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm from Detroit. Let the record show, my mother used to be a secretary at Jalen Rose High School, and she said that Jalen Rose went to the principal's office often.
Because he's balling out. He doesn't need to do what they tell him to do. He's going straight to the NBA. He knows it.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah, Jalen Rose was pretty... My mom was like, yeah, he was pretty cocky at a young age. But he was definitely seeing the principal, and they had long discussions.
Well, what I'm talking about is Jalen Rose's prediction, the Durantula.
Oh, snap. Yeah, that's
eventually
true.
Coming to Houston.
Do you think that's possible, Kevin Durant?
Maybe down the road, but you can't focus on that right now, obviously. But
okay.
wouldn't that be nice?
If we're going to go outlandish, do you think that an Omer Asik for maybe even a Rajon Rondo?
Well, I'm not saying they're going to trade Omer Asik for...
No, but I mean, you're getting outlandish with saying that Kevin Durant's going to sign. But you didn't say it.
I didn't say it.
Jalen Rose was trying to break the internet.
So now that we've got all our Rockets talking for all the excited listeners out there clearly don't care about the Rockets at all.
Let's put some background music to just kind of close it out. And that concludes Coach Carlos and Big G in the Rockets Corner. Okay, coming up next.
Boom, Rockets Corner, motherfucker.
Rockets Nailed Corner. It. Yeah, I mean.
Nailed it. We've got our own corner just for the Rockets.
Yes.
You want to talk Rockets? That corner.
Go to the corner. Go to fucking timeout. You're being put on punishment.
We're both pointing to the same corner, so is that officially the Rockets corner over there?
That is the Rockets corner in NBA Fantasy Podcast Studios.
We need to get like some pennants or something to hang on the wall over there.
Little 94, little 95.
Oh, that's nice.
A little Clutch City back-to-back.
It's nice, but depressing at the same time because it's been quite some time.
Well, talking about quite some time, let's talk about some guys that are going to be missing quite some time.
That is what they call a segue there, ladies and gentlemen. That is nailed it.
I jumped on the segue.
I did this fist pump motion that y'all can't see, but nailed it.
Okay, so let's get into the injury report. Drop the music.
Down, Chuck. He is not getting up. He's had the stingers that have gone through his body. Again, just a glazed look in his eyes as he lay there on the floor.
But it's like a boxer who got hit, staggering, and had no balance, was obviously woozy.
And John Levington is really hurt.
So, Garrett, you got some young guys injured, some old dudes are injured.
Some young, some old, yeah. A little bit here and here, a little bit there.
A little bit there.
I don't even know what I'm saying right now.
How about my first pick, Derrick Rose? How's he doing? Is he playing really good? Was that a good first pick?
In our league, you had the pick before me, and I was going to pick Derrick Rose if you didn't.
Okay.
But if you picked Derrick Rose, I was set on taking Kyrie Irving, which I kind of wanted anyway, so I kind of got what I wanted.
Yeah.
Now it's looking better. Yeah. Derrick Rose is he's just a hamstring injury. He's going to return soon, but you know, you never like to hear that after missing all that time, he's having injury issues already.
Like his body, like he's not ready for the full speed of his own speed, and his body is going to overcompensate and kind of contort in ways that is going to get other muscles uncomfortably tight and things like that. And you're going to strain things.
Restate what I just said. I said just a hamstring injury. Obviously, that can be a serious injury, but they said it was a minor hamstring injury.
Yeah. Well, he's missed a couple games. Hopefully, he returns on Saturday. But from my first pick, we'll go to your first pick. You said Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving, although he didn't miss time, other than maybe the game when he hurt his nose, wearing a mask now to help cover what seems to be like a small broken nose in his nasal area, what have you.
Well,
but his shooting percentage is not so good with the mask.
Well, it wasn't very good before the mask this year anyways.
Yeah, it's true.
So it's not helping out. You know, he's still going to fill the stat sheet otherwise. You know, he gets you a little bit of this, a little bit of that, all up and down the stat sheet. He can just improve his shooting, which I think will happen this year.
Yeah,
then,
I mean,
you know, he's going to straighten out.
If we were going to have a contest on who's going to be jumping off of a building before you or me, Derrick Rose owners or Kyrie Irving owners, they'd definitely be Derrick Rose owners at this point. Am I wrong?
No, I completely agree with you, especially since Kyrie Irving is on my team, so.
Winner for you. Good for you. Drop the good for you sound right there. Yeah, there you go. All right, go for it. Who's next?
You got CJ McCollum. He's progressing. He had an x-ray taken Wednesday, and unfortunately, his return from the broken foot is still at least a month away.
CJ McCollum playing for Portland. You thought that when he comes back, Wesley Matthews might be impacted a little bit, but I think maybe they're going to move him in nice and slowly and not really give him too many minutes because Portland's a viable team at this point. So maybe if you're in a deep fantasy league.
I wouldn't say quite yet. I mean, somebody like CJ McCollum is.
No, I'm saying, but when he's getting closer to a return, like maybe a week away or something.
I thought you meant right now.
I'm not going to pick him up right now. Obviously, he's still a month away.
All right. Well, who we got next? Got old Al Jefferson. Al, I'm getting old real quick, Jefferson.
I said it, dude. I called it. I said I'm staying as far away from Al Jefferson as possible. And just the Charlotte Bobkittens. At any way, even Gilchrist, like I was not having any part of it.
Well, he's still trying to recover from this sore ankle from an injury in the preseason. And he's only played 3 of the 9 games this year, so that's not good. When there's not any major diagnosis other than just sore ankle, I mean, you're going to get sore, and obviously his body's taking a lot longer to recover from these injuries. Who knows if it's ever going to end? Fantasy owners, beware. Just shed a single tear. One single tear.
One. That's it. Okay. Who else is possibly shedding tears off of the agonizing pain they're going through in their injuries?
Darren Williams, he's got an ankle that he kind of re-injured the other night, rolling it on Plumlee's foot. And, I don't know. What's the timetable here? I don't see a timetable at all.
Well, we're recording the podcast Friday night, so it just happened tonight. So they haven't really, with ankles, you kind of want to give it some time, kind of let the swelling go down before you really get in there with, like, a full diagnosis. Obviously, I'm sure there's no positive x-rays, but even then you want to let the swelling down before you get in with an x-ray as well, as far as an MRI and whatnot. But, look, I didn't draft Darren Williams. I'm in like 5 or 6 different fantasy leagues. There was no way I stayed away from Brooklyn. I stayed away from Charlotte. I mean,
you got too many people on Brooklyn over there. It's supposed to be one of those dream team type scenarios.
You know again, who the
and
one you, player?
It's working out the same way it almost always does.
The one player that I did draft out of Brooklyn was Lopez. But
he's gonna get his. That's a solid.
Yeah. So I don't know, Darren Williams, I mean, it's just pay attention. I think he's going to be day-to-day pretty much all year. And unfortunately, I think we're seeing the demise of Darren Williams. You might want to try and find somebody and sell high and D-Will.
All right, next we got Ryan Anderson. He could be back from his toe injury as soon as Saturday. And, I mean, he's going to come off the bench. I mean, that's his role anyway. So look for him to return to his off the bench role, but not quite as many minutes are gonna ease him back into it.
I think he's an interesting player. I think he'd be a great fit for the Rockets if they decided to trade Omer Sheik to New Orleans, and then I guess they'd have Anthony Davis at the power forward with Sheik starting.
I've heard that rumor as well, but Daryl Morey is never gonna let anything like that happen if his injury is
a lingering one.
Yeah, not fully, unlike the Texans.
Like, all I'm saying is Ryan Anderson is not going to be the same Ryan Anderson of last year, especially with Anthony Davis coming on strong and even Eric Gordon putting in. Plus, you also have Tyreke Evans. I mean, there's just not enough ball to share.
Which is, Tyreke Evans has just been a complete mess this season. He's just
did you draft him?
Well, I did. Late, way late. Okay. I'm saying way late, but, worth taking a chance on and still may pan out, but at this point, it's just middle of the pack at best.
Well, let's talk about another fading star, and that is your boy Batman, a.k.a. Danny Granger.
I mean, he was so good, and then he's just been hurt, so hurt. Is he ever going to come back to Danny Granger form? I mean,
I don't know, man. I don't know. What's the diagnosis?
We're still nursing the strain left calf. That's about all I got.
And there's, he hasn't practiced in a week. Timetable on him even coming back to practice is speculative at best. I mean, I think this guy's allergic to basketball at this point, and I'm not saying that his body's giving up on him or if he's giving up on his body, but I mean, I can't sign off on even sniffing an addition to Danny Granger on anybody's fantasy team until he can at least get on the court.
Well, when you lose Danny Granger and his production and then you immediately replace it with Paul George's production, I think you're going to be okay.
Yeah, Indiana is a very interesting team, although their offense is still woeful, and I think that they're definitely more overhyped and a better regular season team instead of playoffs. Speaking about playoffs, JaVale McGee is not going to be sniffing any fantasy playoffs.
I was wondering how you're going to associate JaVale McGee with playoffs. Yeah.
The only playoffs that JaVale McGee is in is with everybody else in the NBA and Shaq Ting the Fool top, honors for the night. That's the only playoff he's ever involved in is JaVale McGee.
He's got that stress fracture on his left tibia and out indefinitely.
And guess what, JaVale McGee? You are officially fired. I'm sorry. I know it's not your fault.
I don't got to listen to this shit.
You certainly don't, pal. Because the good news is you're fired.
He's been playing with this stress fracture in his leg all season. And I was wondering, I'm like, where are the big-time numbers from JaVale McGee? Because they gave him that big contract. He's supposed to be getting more minutes. He was getting the playing time, but he just wasn't himself. Well, and now we know why.
Yeah, a likely reason for that is a stress fracture in your leg. Yeah. When you know you kind of need your legs for basketball a little bit.
He's like a human anomaly. He's like a freak of nature. Just his body in general just looks very odd.
Well, yeah, he's real tall and lanky, and
but he's fairly athletic though, yeah, which is odd.
He's athletic, but just his his bone structure. You look at a person like that doing what they do.
That's why I felt comfortable about dropping him this year. If he's on your team, I mean, depending on how deep it is, if you're in a deeper league and you want to hold on to JaVale, he can honestly win you the block category on any given week. JaVale McGee has that ability. That's why I drafted him. But that being said, if you're in a standard league, you know, you feel safe dropping him off and picking up, you know, somebody a little bit more healthy or playing or without a broken leg.
Yes, that sounds like a good option. All right, we got Chauncey, Mr. No Shots.
What?
Billups.
Don't you dare.
Listed day-to-day with left knee tendonitis. Well, I mean, that's what's going on here.
Don't you ever insult Detroit basketball.
It's not Detroit basketball. Oh, wait. Yes, it is.
It's again, always Detroit basketball. Yes.
Detroit basketball!
Chauncey Billups.
Never going to have an impact in the NBA again?
He's having an impact right now, man. He's assistant coaching Brandon Jennings. Kind of settling him in, you know. He's doing a little Jason Kidd kind of mentoring
role. If you've got an open assistant coach slot on your team,
on your fantasy basketball team,
does he qualify?
That is the deepest fantasy basketball league I've ever heard of.
Y'all heard it here.
Assistant coaches.
You need an assistant coach. Pick up Chauncey. He's on the radar.
Okay, I would say this. Point guard/assistant coach. If I was in a 14-team league, I would have drafted Chauncey Billups because he's a high field goal percentage guy from a point guard, and he'll also play the shooting guard, he'll get you the three-pointers. I mean, yes, I understand he's not healthy right now.
Even in a 14-team league, you're still kind of reaching drafting Chauncey Billups.
14 teams?
That's what you just said.
Yeah, I would. Okay, what would you? You're saying 16 team leagues?
I don't know. I'm just probably not drafting Chauncey Billups at all. Is my point.
Oh yes, you're gonna hate on Detroit basketball.
I just don't think he's fantasy relevant
at all,
and has not been. No,
he is a great free throw shooter.
I understand your love for Chauncey Billups, but fantasy wise, not on the radar.
Any radars?
Nope.
The radar is broken.
It is. No blips on this screen.
We went to a time machine. It's like 1992.
All right, well, let's talk about Chauncey Billups for at least like 10 more minutes.
Chauncey Billups is my favorite player.
Get all the people their info, you know.
All right.
Take notes.
Well, since we're talking about my favorite players, we'll talk about one of your favorite players, an ex-Houston Rocket, Mr. Trevor Ariza.
All these players are my favorite players, according to you.
You love Kobe Bryant. You love Trevor Ariza.
I don't at all. I'm tired of your sarcasm. I'm tired of it.
You're very happy with that Trevor Ariza signing.
No. See,
you knew that it was funny because when
he did come here, everybody's like, oh, Trevor Ariza.
Yeah, you were like, why are we giving this guy so much money?
Yeah.
He didn't get that much.
Not the answer.
He made some three-pointers during the playoffs.
He had a hot start to the year. We were wondering if it was going to keep going. Probably not when you have an injured hamstring.
Yeah, so he just recently strained his hamstring, and that's probably going to at least keep him out for a couple games. But I think right now would be a good time to maybe buy low on Trevor Ariza because I like what he does with that Washington team. And I think that he's kind of outworking Martell Webster as far as getting those 3 minutes.
Yeah, and when he does play his game, he is one of those versatile players that
can
stuff the stat sheet. Yeah, I mean, he's not going to wow you, but he's going to get some rebounds. Sometimes upwards of 10. He's going to get some assists in there, you know, get maybe a couple blocks, you know, some steals. So he can do a little bit of everything, some three-pointers.
So what league? You say you would have drafted Ariza in a 10-team, 18-league, 8-team league?
I don't know because you didn't really think this year, at least you know in the preseason or anything, that he was going to have as big of an impact as he did. But he showed that he can still ball a little bit. You know,
I'd say 12 teams and up, he needs to be owned. regardless of the hamstring, unless it's a little more serious. So go ahead and look into that.
All right, Michael Carter-Williams, a surprise. Well, I wouldn't say surprise, but the way he's been playing, I mean, those stats have been a surprise point guard over there with that team that he plays for.
The Philadelphia 76ers?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just went blank on him. So,
okay, well, you were talking about how Trevor Ariza can still fill up the stat sheet, but somebody who has been really filling up the stat sheet and went late in rounds, the rook, the hash mark, MCW, WCW, dropping down the madness.
Well, as happy as fantasy owners were with that pick to start off the season, I imagine they're equally as unhappy to see him with a boot on his legs.
Yeah, so he's got a boot on his foot. What's the diagnosis there?
He's listed as day-to-day. He's got a left foot arc bruise.
That's weird, man. I mean, you hate to see, especially the taller point guards. You know, you think your Sean Livingstons, your Anthony Hardaways, where they're just like kind of freak of nature. Like they're long, but they're as fast as like one of the smaller guys. Like you hate to hear like little injuries that start nicking up here and there. I mean, but that... You know what? I'm not too concerned about it. I mean, yes, definitely look into it and make sure that it's not anything more serious than what it's being listed as.
Yeah, don't panic just yet. You know, you might have fantasy gold still.
Yeah, give it some time. But I mean, that's to be expected with a rookie who's seeing at that many minutes that, you know, there may be some bruising on those tootsies of his.
By the way, tootsies. Talk about those. Have you seen James Harden's feet?
My God. James Harden's feet, they look like a matchbox that's been like half lit on fire.
They're just all like mashed up. They look like half toes. You know what I'm saying? They're just like all mashed up. And like on a big toe, like there's like hardly any nail at all. And it's all weird looking. That Euro step will get you over the years.
He's been Euro stepping and hot stepping too much, where now his toes are basically on top of one another.
Well, no wonder he's got foot problems when you don't even have toes to balance yourself on. Jeez.
It's just one arcing toe just meeting at the top.
I love you, James Harden, but just some nasty feet.
Oh, man. Oh, James Harden. Well, I don't know how to segue out of James Harden's nasty feet, but sometimes you reach a low point in the show, and sometimes you reach a high point in the show.
Well, sometimes they're really high.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're really high.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into the buy low, sell high candidates.
I like to see when the stocks are high, and I like to see when they're low. That's the big thing.
Interesting.
And sometimes they're really high. Sometimes they're very high, the stocks. And they do, you go very high. That's when you
high.
Want. Yeah. That's when you want to sell, when they're very high.
Woo.
You buy them when they're down there below. Uh-huh.
Okay, so I want to give a shout out to our Facebook page and our Facebook viewership there. Had a couple suggestions, and so we had to bring it back, the buy low, sell high candidates. Everybody is a big fan of Tom Green and that whole scene. That was,
damn,
that's pretty classic.
We got fans suggesting segments to come back.
I don't think that. I think it was new fan that never really knew that it was even in existence.
But
I guess we did
fade away from doing this segment.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got to bring it back here and there. You know what I mean?
We need to talk more free agent acquisitions.
Yeah.
You know, some buy low, sell high candidates.
Here's a guy that I had written about on the NBAFantasyPodcast.com blog. Was Jonas Valanciunas. And I was real high on him during the preseason. He had a great summer league. He, you know, he looked dominant. He was really productive on the block. He was getting a lot of block shots. He was also knocking down jump shots. I mean, he looked like a different person than what you see now. And people are saying maybe Dwayne Casey isn't handling him properly and not giving him the right minutes, or, you know, maybe the rotation's a little skewed there. I would buy low on Jonas. Are you with me?
You think that his stats are going to improve, and that if you
yes.
could buy low on Jonas.
Yeah. If you see a disgruntled, you know, Jonas Valanciunas owner out there, and you maybe want to sell high on maybe somebody, you know, like I don't know, a Jordan Crawford, for example, who's just racking up all kinds of assists, and he's doing really good. Well, because you know that Rajon Rondo is eventually going to come back. I mean, but he's a warrior.
Jordan Crawford is also, you know, one of the top ads. I think he's still available in our league. So a lot of these leagues, he's still even out there. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I mean, you can go ahead and pick him up.
That's just pick him up and stash him.
Yeah.
So you're saying let's ride that Jordan Crawford train just a little bit longer. You're not ready to
get if you're looking to pick somebody up and he's available, I mean, you know.
Yeah. I would say another guy that I want to buy low on is maybe Derrick Rose. I think it's got to get better. I mean, this is not, you know, this is what it's going to look like when you take that much time off. Am I right or am I wrong? I'm hoping I'm right.
Well, I know you're hoping you're right. I think he's going to be okay.
You don't think it's going to be much better than what we've seen so far?
No, he should improve. I mean, he's still young, and they took plenty of time to get him back. So I have a hard time believing that he came back before he was 100%. So I don't know, man. He spent a long time away from basketball. You know, maybe it's going to take a little bit of time to get back up to that level. But you're going, you said you're going sell high or buy low?
I'm saying buy low on Derrick Rose. His value is about as low as it gets right now. I'd say you want to.
I don't think many people are willing to give up on Rose just yet, though.
You'd be surprised. I mean, you meet the right kind of desperate owner, you never know. Well, again, it's always got to get back into the Rockets corner. Let's hear the Rockets music. I don't know, throw in some Rockets theme music or something there.
Rockets, that's my team. Houston Rockets, that's my team. Houston Rockets, that's my team. That's my team. That's my team. Okay,
Houston. Going back to the corner?
We'll go back into the corner, and let's talk about a guy that maybe we want to buy low on, the big man, the Adam's apple. He's not happy. You know that, you know, Morey's going to be making moves, you know. That's what he does.
Yeah, Ashik, we saw what he could do last year. I say we, you know, Rockets fans.
No, just me and you. We were the only ones.
Yeah, we're the only people who saw, but we did see that he can. He can rebound, man. He can get you some blocks in there. You know, he might bring your percentage down a little bit, but he's a solid center. I mean, he's definitely a viable fantasy option if he's starting somewhere. So if you could buy low, I agree with you. That's a good it's a good buy low candidate.
Yeah. Okay, there's another guy that I don't think we talked about in the injury report, somebody you might want to buy low on, especially if you're in a deeper league, you probably need to go ahead and go pick him up right now, and that is Sweet Lou Williams.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier, and you're like, oh, you think you need to pick him up? I'm like, well, yeah.
In a deeper league, yes. I'd say he needs to be owned in deeper leagues, because he's got the ability to knock down the money ball. And those fantasy goodies aren't just growing on trees. You got to go find them. Well, and Lou Williams is just offering them up at this point.
Yeah, and also
but
for a guard.
Though he's coming off of his knee surgery. He's on a minute restriction. I think that, you know, he can give you a little bit more than just the threes as well.
Well, for a guard, too, he can rebound pretty well. You know, he can get some assists in there. Tonight was his first return to action, and he had 16 minutes. 7 points, 3 of 8 shooting, including a three-pointer with 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. In 16 minutes, that's not too bad, especially for your first game action of the year. I mean, that's worth a look.
One more guy that I want to talk about, maybe selling high on. He's on a trash team, Utah Jazz, white power, your kind of guy.
Well, I don't know why you're the one that always says white power. Don't associate that with me.
Yeah. I'm not. What are you saying? I'm not racist. I'm racial.
White power!
All I'm saying is Gordon Hayward is having a phenomenal year. He's putting it together, but I feel like his field goal percentage isn't as good as it could be. It's a young team, so he's hurting you in that category. His turnovers are up a little high, you know, because he's kind of forcing the ball. They don't really have a real good point guard. But what's happening is Trey Burke, he's just waiting in the wake, just ready to take over that starting point guard position for the Utah Jazz. And I think when Trey Burke comes back, look for Gordon Hayward's production to drop off a little bit. Because I watched a lot of U of M basketball last year, and Trey Burke likes to run a lot of that high-low pick-and-roll offense with the bigs. And I feel like Derek Favors is going to see an uptick in production, and his canter has been pretty easy going as well. I think he's going to be just as well because he spreads the floor, Trey Burke, with his three-point ability as well. But cool. Maybe I'm putting too much in the Trey Burke basket, and I'm just a big U of M homer. What do you think?
No, I think Trey Burke is good, and I don't know how much it's really going to impact Gordon Hayward's value because, man, they really like him, and he hasn't been in the NBA, but, what, 2 years now?
Yeah.
So, but he's coming along, and, I mean, from what I've seen of him, I think he's gonna sustain.
Okay, so you're saying don't sell.
I mean,
I'm saying sell high.
If the price is right.
The price is right.
That's the key thing.
Let's play the Price is Right music right there. That's good.
Well, I mean, we could, but it's all speculation.
Some Plinko? You like Plinko?
It's Plinko?
Plinko?
Yeah. We could make a game called Plinko, though. Like, you make the rules.
Well, basically, what would be Plinko would be, not Plinko, but Clunko. Would be Dwight Howard and Omer Asik free throw contest. That would be Clunko.
Yes, indeed. Omer Asik would win that. You can keep saying Omer Asik all you want, but Omer Asik is his name.
Is that how you pronounce
in
it?
In his homeland of Turkey, that is how they pronounce it. Go ahead and laugh that one off, buddy.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I think, yeah, Trey Burke could definitely change things, but if you disagree, that's fine. I guess that about does it for the buy low, sell high candidates. So why don't we get into some guys that you want to shake hand, you got to let go. You got to cut ties. You got to fire them. I mean, talking standard league fires.
I don't care, Bob, you're fired. You're fired! Clean out your locker at the club, Bob. You're fucking fired!
Okay, so now that we've gotten into some buy low, sell high candidates, let's just talk about standard league drops altogether, people that are just getting fired left and right. I'm going to go with JaVale McGee. I had to fire you, sir, unless you are in the deepest of leagues and can afford to hold him or have like a bench availability spot and you're really thin at center. I don't feel like there's a need to hold on to JaVale McGee at this point.
Well, someone I've considered firing, but I think I'm going to hold on to a little bit longer, is Brandon Knight. He's been consistently injured. And when he did come back, played limited minutes and then just missing more games all over again.
Really?
Yes.
Brandon Knight. I thought that was a decent... That's odd. That is very odd.
Well, let's go ahead and update the injury report. How about that? Because he was not involved in our injury report earlier.
Oh, is that why he's been dropped by so many people?
Yeah. He's still got the hamstring injury, and I mean, even when he comes back, you don't know what the minutes are going to be like. You don't know what the production is going to be like. You haven't seen him really play with the Bucks this year, so it's a big question mark.
Hamstrings can linger. So Brandon Knight, you've been given your walking papers.
Another player getting fired a lot lately is due to his lack of minutes. Is Asik. He's pretty much all around, you know, got to talk about him in every segment, I guess.
Okay, so I usually assign a picture to the podcast on Podomatic. Check it out, NBA Fantasy Podcast, search on podomatic.com. Anyways, I usually assign a picture. The last episode was obviously Larry Sanders because we all know there's no sex in the champagne room. Play the music.
No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room.
Boom. Dropped. And...
Where the white women at?
Oh, no. We aren't talking about Andre Blatch.
I know. I just want to say where the white women at.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Him and Andre Blatch need to get together. I bet they're homeboys.
That would be amazing.
You got Andre Blatch bringing the white women, and then you got a fucking
Larry Sanders has got the champagne. You know that white witches love. This is the way. We just turned it into a Halloween episode.
They need to get Jacoby to roll with them too. Jacoby Jones. That's a deep crew right there, man.
That is a deep crew.
Off on a tangent as usual, you know what I'm saying? The entertainment value of this show is just through the roof.
As long as I'm laughing, that's all that matters.
So he is fucking fired.
Omer Sheikh, you're fired?
No, I thought we were talking about Larry Sanders.
Larry Sanders, he's of fired. Course. Yes. He's fired in a lot of leagues. You hold on to him the same way that you hold on to JaVale McGee, only if you're in the deepest of leagues. I said 16 team leagues. You in one of those odd teams where everybody gets a...
Yeah, everybody has a bye week, yeah.
A bye week where you just get an automatic W. That'd be amazing. But Larry Sanders, I'm surprised that people are giving up on a Sheikh so quickly. But it's his fault. He brought on the, he brought the trade request to the Houston front office. Maury's not going to have it, Nerd Elvis is going to want to play his cards on his terms. Maury's not going to be forced into any Houston Rockets fan corner. Drop the fucking Houston Rockets fan corner music now.
That's my team. Houston Rockets. That's my team. Houston Rockets. That's my team. That's my team. That's my team.
Yeah, well, you know he won't be because, this is Daryl Morey we're talking about. We've seen in the past. He doesn't make decisions based on the fans.
Like, he's calling people, he's calling the GM at OKC. He's like, hey, I know you guys aren't going to be able to afford James Harden, Serge Ibaka, KD, and Russell Westbrook, so I'm going to take James Harden off your hand. Wait, listen. No, I'm not going to do that. Listen, I'm going to give you Jeremy Lamb, and I'm going to give you some chips. Here, sold. Nerd Elvis is not going to be like, oh, a Sheikh wants out? Okay, sure, I'll give him whatever he wants. No.
Well, just remember that next week it's going to be more of the same. I hope you all like hearing about Omer Asik. Talking about him on the drops right now. He's going to be on the ads next podcast or the podcast after that. He's going to get traded, and everybody's going to be trying to pick him up soon.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
One end of the spectrum to another, we'll be continuing to talk about Omer Asik.
Well, who else is getting let go? We want to talk about maybe Patrick Beverley, another Houston Rocket, because I'm not ready to jump out of the Houston Rocket fan corner, are you?
Never. Never will do that. this is the corner in where I live my life.
Yeah?
Yes.
You live in the corner. Houston Rocket fan
corner. In the corner.
In the corner?
It'll remain a corner until there's another championship.
I don't know why people are giving up on Beverley so much. Maybe because Jeremy Lin's coming on so strong. The 30-point games. People are like, nah, Beverly's not worth it.
Shit. Hey, there's one right there. There's a sell high right there, Jeremy Lin.
Oh, that's a sell high on Jeremy Lin.
That's a great sell high because we know that's not going to continue. Yeah. But the Jeremy Lin of old will resurface sooner rather than later.
The turnovers are always evident.
Yeah, the turnovers are there even when he's having good games. Six, seven, eight turnovers a game.
I don't understand how you're a professional point guard in the NBA, and the only way that you know how to pass the ball is by dribbling into about three defenders and then jumping up in the air and then turning and spinning your body awkwardly trying to pass it off that way.
Do you want me to describe?
Well, that's literally 90% of Jeremy Lin's passes.
Well, I've got one word that describes that.
Turnover.
Linsanity, bro. Oh, it's just pure Linsanity. You know what I'm saying? That's what he does.
That's Linsane.
He's limprovising.
It's Linsane in the membrane, my friend.
Got anybody else getting fired? How about that old Trevor Ariza?
Martell Webster. Early? Martell Webster and Trevor Ariza, I think they're going to be duking it back and forth all year, just depending on who's healthy. I think maybe Martell Webster may be the safer pick if you were on a fence about one or two of those guys, if they're both available on your waiver wire and you're looking at both of them. I think Martell Webster is a little younger. He might have a little more upside, but Trevor Ariza can always break out those games with like four steals, five steals, three three-pointers.
We talked about it a little earlier. Yeah. He can do a little bit of everything. He's just awfully sneaky.
We talked about the surfer guy. He is getting let go as well.
We got to talk about the Canadian, Steve Nash. If he's still on your team, you need to drop him immediately.
Yeah, immediately. You can drop Nash. He's I mean, he's just going to be lingering, dude. His injuries are not.
His career is pretty much over.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of somebody else who's also careers on the downward spiral, the Caveman. I was expecting much bigger things out of the Caveman.
Gammon?
Yeah.
Chris Gammon?
Yeah. Now, that leads us into our hot leads, I think. As Caveman's getting dropped, other people are getting added. So let's go ahead and get into the leads.
You got leads. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
Okay, so like I was saying, Chris Kamen's getting dropped off a lot because Jordan Hill started for the Lakers the other night, and he had a pretty nice night. What were his numbers?
He's looking at 18 points, 15 rebounds, a steal, and throwing in three big-time blocks.
Not to mention some vicious predator hair, just to make it all nice and fancy.
It's like, okay, I'm going to get 18 and 15, throw in three blocks, and then I'm going to make you 6 out of 6 free throws.
He can make his free throws.
That's pretty good.
That's impressive.
Pretty good.
Will he do that on a regular basis?
Not likely.
But can he be a sneaky good add at center, especially in deeper leagues, you know?
Well, he's going quick even in shorter leagues.
Standard leagues.
He really is.
So you feel like Jordan Hill is if you're weak at center and you need some help, Jordan Hill is going to be your guy to add right now.
When he's a starting center and throwing up double-digit rebounds, there's somebody you got to consider.
Of our leads list, you're putting Jordan Hill at the top of the hill.
Long-term, you know, sustainability of what he's doing now, probably not. But immediately, if you need a little boost there and rebounds, yeah.
So another hot ad, I think we talked about a little earlier, was Sweet Lou Williams saying buy low on him. You know, he may be on a minute restriction, but the production's just going to be going on an upward trail, I think.
Well, a lot of people are already jumping on that train. It's the number one ad here in Yahoo Leagues.
Well, then, if everybody's jumping on Lou Williams, do you feel like people maybe starting to jump ship on Jeff Teague, trying to pawn off Teague and see what they can get for him?
Yeah,
if you're a Jeff Teague owner, maybe putting out
feelers. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a situation to keep your eye on.
Would you pick up Jeff Teague if someone offered you something reasonable and you were in need of a point guard, knowing that Lou Williams is right around the corner?
If I was in need of a point guard.
From being Sweet Lou?
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Another ad. Another guy collecting trash on a dumpster fire team is Martell Webster. Talked about it. I think he maybe had a couple of good games here and there. With Trevor Ariza being absent, he obviously saw a big uptick in minutes. I think it's kind of fool's gold, because I think once Ariza is back, like, he's going to cancel Webster out.
Yeah, he's the contract player. You know, he's been showing that he can ball a little bit, like I said earlier in the podcast, and you're right. Martell Webster will still get some, but that'll definitely temper his production.
Tell me what Jared Sullinger has been up to lately. I know he just came back from injury, and Boston has been in need of some decent big men.
Well, he's like, I'm a come back from this bruised knee and then score a career-high 26 points. So, throw in 8 boards, 2 assists and a steal, a couple three-pointers. That's not a bad line.
You always like those big guys who can knock down the 3 ball and get me some blocks as well. I mean, that's money up, money down, just spreading around the fantasy goody lines. I like Jared Sullinger. I think that he may be, etching out a little niche in that rotation spot. And I kind of like what What's-His-Face is doing over there. Brad Stevens over in Boston.
Yeah.
I think he's putting out whoever's hungry. He's not playing the names. He's not playing the contracts. He's just playing whoever wants it.
And that's the way it really should be if you're talking about winning basketball. But you know how all the contract situation works out.
Yeah. General managers want to see the guys that they play.
There's pressure on the coach.
They paid to play, So.
Well, he's got a lot of freedom this year because nobody expects anything over there anyways. So.
Yeah.
A guy I would want to say that if he's not owned yet, I picked him up. I was quick on the draw. And Andrea Vargnani, man, he's been playing out of his mind recently. We all know that he can't rebound. He's been pulling down solid rebounds. He's been actually playing some defense.
You know what? When we were watching the New York Knicks versus the Rockets game, I noticed one thing. I said, Vargnani looks a little thicker. I'm not saying he is like I think I did. I said he ate too much pasta in New York. I said he got a hold of too many fine Italian restaurants. He had too many free meals as the new signee over there in the Big Apple. They rolled out the red carpet, and he maybe have overindulged himself. But that may have been a good thing from around Jared Bargnani because
he's not looking out of shape by any stretch.
I'm just saying visually. I mean, I've watched Andrea Bargnani before. He looks a little heavier, and that'll always help you box the people out.
He's reviving his career, I would say, with this play right now. But at the same time, based on the Andrea Bargnani that we all know.
Who do we know? I don't know him. You know him personally? Going out to dinner in New York with Andrea Bargnani?
This is the same time that you're taking me too literally when you know damn well what I'm saying, all right? We all know Andrea Bargnani is probably going to get injured. He's probably going to, you know, his play is going to go way down. He's a what you call a sell-high candidate.
You want to sell high? Well. No.
As well.
Sell.
Yes. He's on my team. Who wants him? You want him? I'll trade you.
I will give you Wilson Chandler.
Horsey face. Man, I don't know, dude.
Horsey face.
Might work some out on the side.
Horsey face is knocking down triple tries.
So is Barnyards all day.
Well, let's see what Wilson Chandler's been up to recently. He just came back from a hamstring injury.
Is he throwing flying elbows?
He may be.
All right. Tonight he had 19 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals, and 2 three-pointers in only 22 minutes. That's some solid production there. Less than 2 quarters of play. Filling it up.
He is aggressive. A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E, aggressive. Plus, his face kind of looks familiar to the donkey from Shroud.
Per Yahoo News, from Shrek. Yes, it's very true. Well, I think we had a side-by-side photo at some point on one of the podcasts. But Wilson Chandler, as per Yahoo Fantasy Advice, has to be owned in all leagues while he's active.
That's what I'm saying. Him for Bargnani, you want it?
I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Because I just had to drop JaVale McGee, and I could use another center.
Also, as per Yahoo Sports Fantasy Advice, Andrea Bargnani, quote, has to be owned across the board. So we've got 2 have-to-be-owned players. I think we should just, you know, ride the wave.
No. I'm ready to make the trade.
And, you know, I actually might because I do have J.R. Smith, you know, on my team.
Yeah, you don't own too many guys on the same team. I don't have any knickerfuckers.
You got some deeper ads you want to throw in this bucket here?
Yeah, let's roll down that list. I like T. Jones. I like Terrence Jones in the short term in a deeper league. I feel like he's going to be getting minutes. He's going to be, you know, he's active. He'll get you maybe some steals. He can knock down a 3-point shot. He'll get you some rebounds as long as Dwight Howard isn't, like, throwing his elbows and making sure he gets all the rebounds.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't even know who Terrence Jones is, I'm sure. But, yeah, if he's going to continue to get the minutes that McHale's been giving him, he's going to be a pretty decent fantasy option, especially in deeper leagues.
Yeah, so I would jump on Terrence Jones if you're in a 14-team league, 16-team league, and you're thinking, you know, I need some help. I need, like, a stretch 4. He's a big who can get you blocks and steals. Not in big numbers, but, you know, just sprinkle them in here and there, and also, you know, some rebounds. So when you're in a deeper league, I mean, you're just looking at guys who are catching minutes. And with Omer Sheik being in the, you know, pouty mood that he is, and he's not happy.
Well, another one, he is one of the top ads, you know, in all leagues. But he's still available in our league. I guess just a lot of people don't even know his name. Is why they're avoiding him, or he might be still available. As Tony Roten put up triple double against the Rockets, and then followed that up with 22 points, 6 assists, and a steal. So you know, you got Michael Carter Williams in that boot.
While Michael Carter Williams is trying to get back to healthiness or full health status 100%. All day.
100%.
I don't know if Johnny Rotten can stay this rotten. I just don't know if he's got that kind of filthy goods.
Boy's nasty, man. Come on.
I don't know if he's got the goods to last for longer than a couple weeks. I think he's just a flash in the pan.
Yeah, but he is some nice short-term production. Mm. I mean, you're always
jump
looking,
on it.
Always looking to
I'm
spots.
Always looking to jump on it, ride the wave, have a good time, and then just jump off the ride. So he is what we call a roller coaster ad. Take it while it's high, jump off while it's going low. I say another deep league ad that I like is Gerald Green. The reason why I say add Gerald Green is because Plumlee and Markieff Morris have probably already been picked off the waiver wire in most standard leagues. But if you're in a deeper league and you need some help with some threes, some steals, you know, just a little bit of rebounds here and there, Gerald Green is getting minutes. And the reason why I say he's getting minutes is because I see him in the fourth quarter when I'm watching the Suns replays. And I know that, you know, Hornacek trusts in Gerald Green. I think he's growing up a little bit more. He's being active. He's active on defense a lot. He's a big part in that young Phoenix team, and he's a big reason why that team is exciting. His dunks really get that team going. I mean, he is a catalyst for their fast breaks. I feel like he's a good deep sleeper addition.
And plus, when you're dunking it down, blowing out the candle on Cupcake every time.
I don't think he's blowing out cupcake candles on every single dunk during a regulation game.
That's what he does every time, man. After a timeout, he goes and puts the cupcake up there and lights it up, bro. That's when you know the dunk's coming.
Instead of seeing what Jeff Hornacek is scribbling up on the chalkboard there, he's going to go with just a slam dunk show, like an impromptu. Every time out.
Why not? You know, I'm just talking out of my ass. It's fine.
All right. Well, I said Gerald Green. Good deep league ad if you're a 14 team and above. Are you buying that?
Yeah, I'm down with that.
I think so. Or any of the Morris brothers, even the other one, the rejected one. So I think that about does it for the leads. So do we do the fired list already?
Yes.
So everybody's fired.
Yeah, they're all fired. They're all hired.
Okay, wait. So everybody's fired. Everybody's hired. Everybody knows about somebody that you want to buy, whether it's low or high. Can we introduce the Rockets Red Corner one more time?
Wait.
Drop that music.
It's the Rockets Red Corner now?
Rockets, that's my team. Houston Rockets, that's my team. Houston Rockets, that's my team.
What is it, the fan corner?
I think so. Or is it just the Rockets corner?
Rockets corner. Right. You've been cornered into Rockets talk. You thought you signed up for a fantasy basketball podcast, and what ended up happening is you turned into NBA Rockets fan corner. That'll be like our alter ego podcast.
At least we're acknowledging and we're calling it the fan corner, all right? You know, it's not just the concurrent theme of the entire show.
No.
We're now pushing it into the fan corner.
Yeah, we're okay? Cornering in the audience.
So, like, yeah, you're listening, you're like, I don't give a shit about the Rockets. And then we're like, and you hear us say fan corner, and then you can just skip past that little part there, you know?
Yeah, there's got to be like some type of maybe. All right, before we end the show, I want to give a big shout out, like I said, to the new followers on the good old FB page. Check us out at NBA Fantasy Podcast Facebook page. You can follow me on Twitter, Carlos_Garza11. Big shout out to the Australian League. The guys from Courtside, their fans coming over, helping out with my fantasy basketball league. Big ups to you guys. To all the guys on Twitter asking questions. Appreciate that. So Superfan Elliot always asking questions, and I got the answers. Appreciate the feedback and the viewership. Are they viewing or are they listening?
The listenership.
Is it a ship?
Yeah, or you're on board.
It's like a pirate,
sure.
A pirate boat.
We've jumped on board.
All right, so now it's time to jump off ship. Well, to all the fans of the podcast, we appreciate it, and I promise I'm gonna try and write a little bit more on the actual blog and try and get that up and coming with some more information for you fantasy freaks. So till next time, this is the end.
Donations welcome.
We didn't even give them the information where to send the donations.
That's fine. You didn't just send it.
just send your money. I'll take it. You want some money?
Yeah, I don't even know where. Just send it.
Send it.
Just get a wetter, huh?